If your morning starts with snap, crackle, pop, and it's not your cereal, call Joint Relief Institute for fast-lasting joint pain relief. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000.
Time to get some extremely local news from Block Club Chicago. And good morning, Jen Sabella. How are you doing today, Jen?
Good morning, Bob. Very dark out there.
Yes,
it's hard to get up this morning.
I know. Harder than usual. Good day to work at home.
Exactly.
Talk about the people who are outside who need a lot of help these days, especially the street vendors. What's going on with them?
Right. So this is just usually the season where things are really ramping up for the street vendors in Chicago. A lot of the people who sell elote or fruit or pastries, specifically like in Back of the Yards, Little Village, in my neighborhood, like near Humboldt Park, they are not eligible, unfortunately, for the CARES Act assistance that small business owners are, you know, counting on right now. And all of the foot traffic that they rely on to sell their products, even though they can technically take out, has dried up because there's nobody just out on the streets, or a lot fewer people out on the streets. So their neighborhood group called Increase the Peace, they do all kinds of actions in just on the South Side for anti-violence efforts. They decided to start a GoFundMe campaign to help these small vendors. Some of them have been around for like 20 years in a Back of the Yard selling their cakes and their elote. And it's just really sad. In one case, our reporter talked to the daughter of a couple that had been selling their cakes for many years. And she's like, I don't want them out there. You know, like my parents are older. So she's just taking it all over and is doing like door to door deliveries for people who reach out to her. But still, business is down like more than 90%. So good news, they started a GoFundMe. When we wrote about it yesterday, they had raised $14,000. And as of this morning, they're up to $22,000, which is near their goal of $25,000, which is going to help them just pay their bills right now, their rent, car payments, you know, things that we're all dealing with right now.
Yeah, and people can go to your site and get more on that, blockclubchicago.org. Let's talk about this Southside cowboy who's become a viral video star during the pandemic. Is this Woodlawn? Where is he?
Yes, so this has been popping up all over in recent weeks that I've been seeing it on Twitter, and I'm like, where is this guy? It's basically a guy just like dancing on his horse, and he's got a saddle, but he's like in, you know, in the city on the South Side, and all these people are like stopping to take a video, pulling over their cars. His name's Adam Hollingsworth, and he rides under the name Dreadhead Cowboy, and he has been spotted, you know, 26 in California, 79th Street, 87th Street. He actually learned how to ride from his uncle just a couple years ago and decided to kind of go out on these adventures to entertain people who are stuck at home. So just like trotting down the street, kids will run outside and look at the horse. And he wants to ultimately be able to teach kids about horses. He said, you know, it really helped him change his own life, and he would like to do that for kids as well. And it's something that on the South Side, he said, you know, a lot of these kids have never seen a black man as a cowboy, and he's excited to be that, you know, figure for them and to let them know that they could, too, you know, get involved with riding.
Yeah, I like that story. That's fun. And we'll end on a positive note. This is fun. And a lot of stories about people doing some singing and making some noise to kind of get a positive vibe going. And in Pilsen, there's some mariachi noise going on, isn't there?
Exactly. So Enrique Leon, he runs the Mariachi Mexico Vivo group, which he kind of coordinates a lot of different mariachis for events. So people who are hiring mariachi band for their wedding or their birthday, and obviously all of these events have been canceled. So Enrique's wife, Karen, said as soon as the stay-at-home order started, he would not stop. He would not stop playing. So every night on Facebook, he would perform just to people who whoever wanted to tune in, and it just became a dedicated following, and requests started coming in from all over the world. He just did a set for a family in Colombia, and he is being recruited. There's actually a video on his Facebook page of doing like a social distanced mariachi performance in front of someone's house for their anniversary. It's just really sweet. They've been making do with donations from people who have just, you know, watched him play on Facebook and asked them to do a special performance for their family member who's at home via Zoom or Facebook, or, you know, maybe in front of their house in a mask at least 6 feet away.
Like that story. And we need more of those, don't we?
Exactly. And yeah, you can go to the Mariachi Mexico Vivo group and you'll be able to watch his performances. It really does cheer you up. It's uplifting music, and it sounds like summer and, you know, community, and it's good stuff. It's what we need right now.
Jen Sabella, Black Club Chicago, extremely local news. More tomorrow. Thanks, Jen. Have a good day.
Thanks, Bob. You too.